成为一个基督徒是很宝贵的一件事情。
It is very precious to become a Christian.
其中的一个宝贵的事项就是我们拥有活泼的盼望。
One of the most precious aspects is that we have a living hope.
我们请来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾按自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
天上的真神，他曾经成为人，来到世界上，就是主耶稣基督。
The true God in heaven came into this world as flesh, as Jesus Christ.
他来到他那主耶稣来到世界上有一个目的就是来寻找拯救这些世上的人。
The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world for the goal of seeking and saving the people.
主耶稣所完成的这个所做的这个工作，现在仍然继续在进行着。
The work that the Lord has done is continuing today.
所以继续不断的会有人来成为一个基督徒。
For this reason, we continue seeing people converting into Christianity.
主耶稣来寻找主耶稣找到了我们。
The Lord Jesus Christ came to seek us, and He has found us.
主耶稣让我们进入他的国度里头。
The Lord has allowed us to enter into His kingdom.
我们是家里的人，我们不再是在外面失落流荡的人。
We are family members within the home, and we are not wanderers outside.
圣经也告诉我们，主耶稣将来还要再来。
The Bible tells us that the Lord will come once again.
他再来的时候，是审判以及奖赏的时候。
In his second coming, he will bring about judgment and rewards.
我们请看马太福音25章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音25章31节。
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31.
31节，当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory.
当我们提到宝座，它通常有包含着几种不同的意义。
There are different meanings for this throne of glory.
有时候这个宝座指着施恩典所以我们称它为施恩的宝座。
Sometimes this throne has to do with mercy, so we call it the mercy seat.
有时候这个宝座所代表着是审判，公义的审判。
Sometimes the throne represents righteous judgment.
所以，但是无论如何，神的宝座是充满着荣耀。
Regardless, the throne of God is full of glory.
那在这里说，将来主耶稣要再来，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
This verse tells us that when the Lord comes again, He will sit upon His throne.
这个时候是一个审判的宝座。
This will become a throne of judgment.
这也是一个赏赐的宝座。
This will also be a throne of blessing.
这也是一个刑罚的宝座。
It will also be one of a judgment.
Punishment.
Punishment.
因为审判就会有奖赏，就会有刑罚。
When there is judgment, there will be reward or punishment.
32节。
Verse 32.
万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊、山羊一般。
Verse 32. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats.
为什么我们知道在这里是审判呢？因为在这里接下来提到说，好像在牧羊人在分别山羊、绵羊那样子。
How do we know that this will be a time of judgment? And it is because in this verse it tells us that the Lord will separate us like sheep from goats.
再来33节。
Verse 33.
把绵羊安置在右边，把山羊安置在左边。
And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
所以这就是一个审判，这就是一个分别。
This is a judgment and a separation.
有的要受刑罚，有的要得奖赏。
Some will be rewarded and some will be punished.
我们在神的家里，我们是要得奖赏的。
within the house of God, we will be rewarded.
好，请我们再看回彼得前书第一章。
Let's return back to the passage in 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第四节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节，可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
在第三节告诉我们，成为基督徒，我们拥有一个活泼的盼望。
In verse 3, it tells us that as a Christian, we have a living hope.
那第四节就来描写，当耶稣再来的时候，他所要带给我们的是怎样的产业。
Verse 4 tells us of the rewards and inheritance that we will receive when the Lord returns.
那他在这里用了几个形容，不朽坏，不玷污，不衰残。
The description is called incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away.
这不，人世间没有这样子的情况。
In the material world, we know that these things are impossible.
所以这里说为我们存留在天上。
This is why these rewards are safe for us in heaven.
那圣经里头也用了几个形容来形容什么叫做活泼的盼望。
The Bible also uses different descriptions to tell us what a living hope looks like.
就是能够得救的盼望。
That is a hope that will gain us salvation.
就是美好的盼望。
It is a good hope.
就是得福气的盼望。
It is a hope that will bring us blessing and fortune.
就是永生的盼望。
It is a hope of eternal life.
所以成为一个基督徒真的是非常的宝贵的。
For this reason, it is very precious to become a Christian.
那既然我们有这样的一个真实活泼的盼望，请说。
Since we have this true and living hope.
那我们照着我们信仰的体验，照着主耶稣给我们的信心，我们相信，我们拥有这样的盼望。
Through our spiritual journey and through the faith that the Lord gives us, we know that we have this living hope.
我们相，既然有这个盼望，所以我们是相信耶稣会再来。
Because we have this living hope, we believe that the Lord will come again.
有时候人会想要去猜测主耶稣什么时候来。
Sometimes people want to guess when the second coming will happen.
其实我们不用去为主耶稣来做这样的着急。
We don't need to be anxious for the coming of Christ.
我们不用去想要去设定一个日子是主耶稣的再来。
We don't need to set a date for when the Lord will return.
我们人的责任是什么呢？
What is our responsibility as humans?
我们应该设定，我们应该有怎样的生活来跟这一个活泼的盼望来相配合。
What we should set is the type of lifestyle that is aligned with the living hope.
主耶稣再来，那是肯定的。
We know for a fact that the Lord Jesus Christ will return one day.
那我们如何用我们的生活来表达我们拥有这样的盼望？
How then can we use our life to manifest that we have this living hope?
我们如何让别人看见说，因为我们有这个活泼的盼望，所以我们有一个不一样的生活？
How do we let others see that because we have this living hope, we have a different lifestyle?
所以我们活在这个盼望当中，我们要紧的是来设定我们应该有怎样的生活。
As we have this living hope, what really matters is what type of lifestyle we are going to lead.
一方面，这是一种见证。
On the one hand, this is a testimony.
另一方面，这也是神给我们的旨意。
On another hand, this is also the will of God.
还有，这也是神在生活上要带给我们的祝福。
Moreover, this is a way that the Lord will reward us in our daily life.
因为有这个宝贵的活泼的盼望，所以有这一种非常让人羡慕的生活。
Because of this precious and living hope, we have a type of life that is admired and yearned for by others.
这也是主耶稣，这也是圣经里头这些古圣徒，他们对我们一再的勉励。
This is an encouragement of the early believers to us today.
不用去猜测耶稣什么时候来。
We don't need to spend time guessing when the Lord will come.
不用去质疑耶稣的再来这个事实。
We don't need to concern ourselves with the fact that there will be a second coming.
我们要努力的怎样来在这个活泼的盼望当中来过一个美好的生活。
We should put our effort in living a good life within this living hope.
首先我们来看提多书第二章。
First, let us look at Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章十一节。
Titus chapter 2, verse 11.
十一节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来了。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为主耶稣已经来到了世界上，主耶稣已经来实现了这个救恩。
Because the Lord has already come into the world, he has manifested this salvation.
所以十一节提多说，神救人的恩典已经借着主耶稣显明出来了。
The salvation and grace of God has already been manifested to all men.
那我们人需要来领受主耶稣为我们所准备的救恩。
Now we are to receive this grace that God has provided for us.
我们来领受神所为我们预备的恩典。
We receive this grace that God has prepared for us.
我们来拥有这个活泼的盼望。
We can possess this living hope.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
所以我们如何来在这个活泼的盼望当中，我们应当如何来生活？
How should we live within this living hope?
所以在这里呢，重点就讲到说，我们要过一个敬虔的生活。
The key in verse 12 is that we should live a righteous and devout life.
这里提到四个项目。
There are four aspects here.
第一个，这下半句话说，我们在生活当中，要自守，对自己呢，我们要很清醒的，要 有所节制。
We should live soberly, which means that we should be self-disciplined.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们是自由的。
Within the Lord Jesus Christ, we are free.
但是自由不等于放纵。
However, freedom does not mean to completely give in.
因为自由就是要让我们得到益处。
Freedom is to bring us a benefit.
如果自由成为放纵，那会伤害自己，伤害别人。
If freedom becomes abandoned, then it will harm ourselves and hurt others.
自由成为放纵就是 indulge.
When freedom becomes indulgence.
今天有很多人一直在讲自由，自由。
There are many people today who emphasize freedom.
其实那个不是真的自由，是在放纵。
However, that isn't really referring to freedom, but rather indulgence.
那我们看到这种放纵的生活，常常是伤害自己，伤害别人。
When we observe these indulgent lives, we see the harm it causes ourselves and others.
这种放纵的生活不是基督徒的生活。
The indulgent lifestyle is not a Christian lifestyle.
所以第一个对自己是要自守，要能够节制。
The first thing we should do is to be sober, which is to be disciplined.
那第二个，对别人呢，这里讲到说要公义。
Towards others, we should be righteous.
因为神就是一个这个公义的这个公义的神。
God is a righteous God.
所以我们要像神这样子能够很正直、很公义、很公平。
Like God, we should be righteous and fair.
当然，我们人常常没有办法做到百分之百。
Of course, as humans, we can never be 100%.
但是我们总是很努力的不自。要求自己不要自私。
However, we try really hard to keep ourselves from being selfish.
当一个人被自私占有，他就不会公平。
When someone is possessed by selfishness, then they will not be fair and righteous.
这个世界上充满着自私的人。
This world is filled by selfishness.
因为自私也带给人的生活里头充满很多的痛苦不幸。
Selfishness brings a lot of suffering and dissatisfaction.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们在对人，我们要努力的能够行出这个公义、公平来。
As Christians, we should put effort to be righteous and fair towards others.
第三个讲到对神就是要敬虔。
Towards God, we should be devout.
努力的去明白 神的旨意，神对我们的要求。
We make an effort to learn of God's will for us and His expectations for us.
对那些对我们好、对我们爱、对我们有恩典的人，我们总是很努力的要让对方得到喜悦。
Towards those who are very kind and good to us, we want to make sure we please them.
比如说，做儿女的，当他懂得感念父母亲的恩的时候，他总是想尽办法要让父母亲能够高兴。
For example, as children, when we understand how much our parents have given us, we want to please our parents.
有时候父母亲真的会突然觉得说，哎，最近儿女对我很特别。
As parents, we may discover that our children have been treating us especially well recently.
父母亲觉得非常的高兴，非常的安慰。
Then our parents will be very happy and comforted.
我们的孩子他真的长大了，他真的懂事了。
Because that means our children are growing up and maturing.
他真的会纪念感谢父母亲的恩情。
They are grateful for all of the investment and effort that the parents have put on them.
比较上来讲，神对我们的爱，神对我们的恩是更大的。
If we compare the love of our parents to that of God is a lot greater.
我们是不是常常有在想，我如何让神来得到高兴？
We should ask ourselves whether we are constantly thinking how to please God.
这就是提多在这里讲说，我们要敬虔，要虔敬虔的来度日。
This is why Titus encourages us to live in a godly manner.
圣洁的神对我们的要求也是圣洁。
Our holy God expects us to be holy.
一个人信耶稣之后，不是说他没有能力去犯罪。
When someone comes to believe in the Lord, it doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to commit sin.
而是他不去犯罪。
But rather that he chooses not to commit sin.
我们的儿女让我们觉得很安慰。
We feel comforted because of our children.
我们每个安息日带儿女来教会，让他们参加这个宗教教义的课程。
Every Sabbath we bring our children to church and let them take religious education classes.
我们送儿女参加教会的一些活动讲习会。
We bring our children to be a part of different workshops and seminars.
不要以为说我们的儿女他就没有能力去犯错。
Just because our children participate in these events doesn't mean that they don't have the ability to make a mistake.
人的一些与生俱来的所谓的罪性啊，它是永远存在的。
We have this sinful nature that is within us.
我们自己也都很清楚。
We are very clear about this.
我们是有能力去犯罪。
We have the capacity for sin.
但是我们可以不去用，我们可以不去犯罪。
But we can choose not to sin.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为我要得神的喜悦。
Because we want to please God.
我们的儿女他为什么不去，不愿意去，他不愿意去参加一些不好的活动？
Why are our children unwilling to go and participate in bad activities?
不是他没有机会。
It is not because they don't have the opportunity.
他有的是机会。
They have plenty of opportunities.
但是他为了不让父母亲忧心，他为了让父母亲能够喜悦。
But because they don't want to grieve their parents and want their parents to be pleased, they don't do so.
所以在生活当中，我们有能力犯罪，但是我们不犯罪，这个就是圣洁。
Holiness is having the capacity for sinning but choosing not to.
在生活当中，我们也会遇到痛苦的事情。
In our lives, we will also face suffering.
在生活当中，我们也会遇到试探。
In our lives, we will also face temptations.
但是我们能够胜过试探。
But we are able to overcome these temptations.
我们可以忍受生活所带来的一些痛苦。
We can endure the suffering that comes with life.
这个就是过圣洁的生活。
This is how we lead a holy life.
这就是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我们在生活当中，我们努力的把神的爱表现出来。
In our lives, we do our best to show the love of God.
所以说爱不是只有在嘴巴上，也在行动上。
God has told us that love is not only in the by paying lip service, but in our actions.
所以我们也常常把爱表现在 这个生活的行动里头。
This is the reason why we should represent our love in our behavior.
这个就是过敬虔的生活，得神喜悦的生活。
This is a life that is righteous and that is pleasing to God.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们忍受了十字架的苦刑。
The Lord had to suffer upon the cross.
在我们生活当中遇到不如意、遇到逆境、遇到受苦的时候。
In our lives, when we face things that are difficult or challenging.
一方面我们求神来保守、来带领我们。
On the one hand, we do ask God to protect us and to guide us.
我们检讨自己，我们对神没有埋怨。
We reflect ourselves and we do not complain against God.
我们想到主耶稣在十字架上的受苦跟忍耐。
We think about the Lord's endurance and patience upon the cross.
我们存着一个感谢的心，主耶稣，你让我能够来跟随你的脚踪。
We keep a heart of gratitude that the Lord has allowed us to follow in His footsteps.
这个就是过着敬虔的生活。
This is leading a godly life.
神是信实的神。Faithful.
God is a faithful God.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们跟人交往里头，我们也持守我们的信用。
In our interactions with people, let us be dependable.
那这个就是敬虔的生活。
And this will be a godly life.
好，请我们继续看提多书的第二章十三节。
Let us now refer to Titus chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。
Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
因为我们有着活泼的盼望，所以我们的生活也好像是在等候。
Because we have a living hope, we can await.
有时候人是等候一个不能实现的等候。
Sometimes we wait for something that will never come about.
知道说它不会实现的，但是呢，还在等候。
We know that it won't become a reality, and yet we wait for it.
这样的事情也常常让人觉得很感动，带有一点悲哀。
Even though the waiting may be moving, but it is also cumbersome.
真的是有这样的事情。
But these things do happen.
尤其是两个相爱的人。
Especially when it's between two people who love each other.
有一方在等待另一方。
Maybe one person is waiting for the other person.
他不相信其他任何的消息。
They won't believe any other news.
他等待着另一方的回来。
They only believe that their loved one will return one day.
但是常常事实是，这种等待是不会实现的。
But the reality is that this type of waiting may never come to fruition.
只能够留下让周遭的人觉得很感慨，觉得很感动。
It can only be a very moving example for those who are observing the waiting.
对耶稣的再来，这是一个肯定会实现的一个等待。
However, the waiting for the second coming is something that is a fact and a reality.
这是一个荣耀的等待。
It is a glorious waiting.
主耶稣要荣耀的再来。
The Lord will come back in His glory.
我们要跟他一起来分享他的荣耀。
We will share in His glory.
我们要得着他所要给我们的荣耀。
We will receive the glory He wants to give us.
再看十四节。
Let us review verse 14.
十四节，他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
主耶稣所为我们完成的救恩是要我们是要不断的来提起。
The salvation that the Lord wants to give us, we need to be constantly remembering it.
所以十四节马上的又讲到说，主耶稣是为我们每一个人来舍了他自己。
In verse 14, it tells us that the Lord sacrificed himself for all of us.
他的宝血洗去了我们的罪。
His blood has cleansed our sin.
他也要救我们的生活能够脱离一切的错误。
He wants to redeem us from every mistake in our lives.
他借着他的宝血 借着他赦免的恩典，他要洁净我们。
Through his precious blood and his grace and redemption, he wants to save us.
这一切的作为就是一个目的，让我们真真实实的成为神的百姓，神的儿女。
And all of these things are to fulfill the goal so that we can become the people of God.
那对我们还有一个很重要的目标。
There is also another very important goal for us.
十四节最后所说的热心为善。
Is that we may be zealous for good works.
在保罗那个时代的基督徒，其实他们的信仰跟生活环境都是非常的不好，非常的恶劣。
The Christians in Paul's time were facing very difficult environments.
他们绝大部分的人在社会上没有什么地位。
Most of the believers at that time did not have a social standing.
社会很现实，没有什么地位，谋生常常也是会很困难。
And realistically, when you don't have a social standing, then it is difficult to live day to day.
没有地位的人是很容易被欺压、被摆布。
When you don't have a social standing, it is very easy to be overlooked and to be bullied.
现在又加上成为一个基督徒。
Add to that the layer of being a Christian.
所以又遭受到因为信仰而来的逼迫。
Because of their faith, they also suffered persecution.
这是从人的层面来看。
This is what we see from the human perspective.
但是成为一个基督徒，就是我们一开始所说的，它是非常的宝贵的。
But if we see it from a Christian perspective, it's very precious to be in the situation.
其中一个宝贵的地方就是有活泼的盼望。
It is precious because they still had a living hope.
那主耶稣所做的一切，让我们想到主耶稣的恩典真大。
Everything that the Lord has done shows us how great His grace is.
所以在那种不好的环境里头，保罗勉励说，还是要热心为善。
Even in such a bad environment, Paul encourages people to be zealous for good works.
虽然只有一点点的力量，还是要把它行出来。
Even if we only have a very little energy and effort, we should still manifest it.
可能给人这个物质上的帮助只是一点点。但是也要把它做出来。
Even if what we can do physically is very little, we should still do it.
那什么事情要用这种字眼说热心的去做？
What does it mean to be zealous for good works?
这个信仰受到排斥，受到逼迫。
When we have this faith and we are persecuted or rejected.
在他们当时是这样子。
And this is what they experienced in Paul's time.
但是我知道，成为基督徒是极其的宝贵。
But even when we are persecuted, we know that as a Christian, it is so precious.
我知道我的盼望是一定会实现的。
We know that our hope will become a reality.
所以很热心的，在这种不好的环境里头，还是希望别人也能够来领受。
And that is why we are very zealous that even when we are enduring difficulty, other people can also receive this grace.
我们人性是你不愿意，你不喜欢，那就算了。
Human nature usually thinks that if something is uncomfortable, then we just give up.
他不 appreciate, 那就算了。
Or if we don't appreciate, then it's okay.
如果没有那一股热忱、热心，那真的就算了。
But if we don't have the zeal, then we really will just let it go.
所以保罗说要热心的为善。
That is why Paul reminds us that we need to be zealous for good works.
那我们立志过着敬虔的生活。
We make a determination to lead a godly life.
主耶稣他也成为我们的依靠。
The Lord is our reliance.
靠着我们的救主耶稣，我们来过敬虔的生活。
When we depend on the Lord, then we can lead a godly life.
我们请看启示录的第一章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章十七节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 17。
十七节，约翰说：“我一看见，就扑倒在他的脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：‘不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。’
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last.'”
这是约翰看到神的宝座的显现。
This was John's vision of the glorious throne.
他看到了神坐在他的宝座上。
He saw God sitting on his throne of glory.
那个不但是荣耀，而且是威严。
It wasn't just glorious, but it was very majestic.
所以呢，这约翰的反应就是，他就扑倒了。
And because it was such a grand view, then John prostrated himself.
那这个神对他用右手按着他，不用怕。
The Lord laid his right hand on him and told him, "Do not be afraid."
所以如果不是神的怜悯，我们有谁能够站在神的面前？
If it wasn't because of God's mercy, who can stand in His presence?
感谢神，借着主耶稣，我们是来到施恩的宝座前。
But thank God, because of Jesus Christ, we come before a mercy seat.
这约翰只是代替我们去体验神到底有多圣洁、多威严。
And John took a place to observe just how majestic and glorious God is.
那主耶稣说：“我是首先的，我是末后的。”
And the Lord said, "I am the first, then the last."
18节。
Verse 18.
又是那存活的，我曾经死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of Hades and of death.
对当时的犹太人来讲，主耶稣只是犹太人当中的一个犹太人。
To the Jews of that time, Jesus was only one more Jew.
但是从主耶稣所有经历过的这些事情，我们却知道他是救主。
But from the Lord's experience, we know that He is a Savior.
他是那一个有着所有权柄的独一的真神。
He is the one true God with all authority.
所以在十八节的后半句话说，他是拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In the second half of verse 18, we know that he holds the keys of Hades and of death.
这个钥匙就指着权柄。
These keys represent his authority.
耶稣为我们死了，他又复活了。
The Lord died for us and he has resurrected.
而且他要活到永永远远。
He will live forevermore.
他就是这位独一永恒的神。
He is the one eternal God.
他胜过死亡的那一股力量。
He has the power to overcome death.
所以我们要过着敬虔的生活，我们还是要依靠这个主耶稣的力量，主耶稣的帮助。
To lead a godly life, we need to rely on the Lord's strength and His help.
因为他主宰着一切。
Because He controls everything.
继续看十九节。
Verse 19.
所以你要把所看见现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.
这是神将异象显给约翰的目的。
This was the goal of John seeing a vision from God.
他要把现在的事情跟将来的事情都记录下来。
It was so that John would record all of these happenings.
这些记录下来的都是为了我们。
And these records are for our benefit.
所以读启示录的人是有福气的。
Those who study the book of Revelation are blessed.
二十节。
Verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
那约翰看到那个坐宝座的右手中有七星跟七个灯台。
John saw that the one who sat on this glorious throne held seven stars and seven lampstands on his right hand.
那在这里就有解释这个什么是七星。什么是七个金灯台？
Here explains what these stars and lampstands represented.
都在神的手中。
All of these things are in God's hands.
这告诉我们，神是历史的主宰。
This tells us that God is the ruler of history.
神是我们生命的主宰。
He is the master of our lives.
教会也在神的手中。
The church is in God's hands.
所以主耶稣是教会的头。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
所以我们要过敬虔的生活，我们要立志，我们要努力。
To lead a godly life, we need to make a determination and put our efforts.
再加上信靠主耶稣， 依靠主耶稣。
We need to add to that reliance on Jesus Christ.
最后的胜利是主耶稣的。
The ultimate victory belongs to Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣里头，最后的胜利是属于我们的。
Within Jesus Christ, the ultimate victory will become ours.
所以我们的盼望，它肯定会实现。
Therefore, our hope will truly come to being.
请再看希伯来书十二章。
Let's also refer to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26.
二十六节，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许我说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。
Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, "Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven."
当时的犹太基督徒他们看到这一节的描述，他们会想起一件事情。
When Jewish Christians saw this passage, they would think of something.
当他们出埃及来到西乃山下。
When they had departed from Egypt and came to Mount Sinai.
神要颁布律法给他们。
The Lord wanted to give them the law.
神在西乃山要向他们显现。
The Lord was going to manifest himself upon Mount Sinai.
要给他们重要的信息。
He wanted to give them important news.
要跟他们立重要的约。
He wanted to make an important covenant with them.
我曾经说过，神跟人立约 得最大好处的是人。
I've said before that in a covenant with God, the one who really gets the greater benefit are people.
因为这就是神的爱。
Because this is a result of God's love.
所以在这样一个重要的场合里头，雷轰闪电，地震动。
And Mount Sinai, we know that there were a great winds and that the earth shook.
神的威严，神的信实都表达出来。
God's majesty and glory were shown.
还有神的信实也借这样来表达出来。
And this is how his news came about.
His faithfulness.
His faithfulness came about.
那这是神这样在对待人。
This is how God treats people.
那也就是说神是很慎重的。
In other words, God is very solemn.
是一定神一定会照着做的。
And he will fulfill what he says.
那在这里说这个再一次不是只震动地而且要震动天。
Once more, not only will the earth shake, but the heavens will shake too.
就是说比在西乃山下那样子还要慎重还要重要。
That means that what will happen will be even greater and more majestic than what happened at Mount Sinai.
因为现在所要宣告的是跟主耶稣的再来有关系。
Because what will be announced has to do with the second coming.
27节。
Verse 27.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不震动的长存。
Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken.As of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这个很重要的信息就是，这个物质界有它结束的一天。
The message here is that the material world will end one day.
要成为那个永恒的，这个长存的。
It will then become the eternal.
就好像彼得前书一章第四节我们所读过的。
It will be like what we read in.First Peter chapter 1.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our living hope.
28节。
Verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
将来我们所要得到的，在这一节用不能震动的国来做描述。
The kingdom that we will receive is being described here as one that cannot be shaken.
接下来就说，那我们现在应该怎么生活
？And it tells us how we should live now.
常常存着感恩的心。
That we should have a heart of thanksgiving.
别人会对不起我们。
Others may.
错误对待我们。
May treat us badly.
我们有时候可能会失败。
And sometimes we may fail.
但是无论如何，神他是爱我的，他是施恩给我的。
But despite all of this, God loves us and He gives us mercy and grace.
无论如何，我们常存着一个对神感谢的心。
Regardless, we can have a heart of thanksgiving towards God.
既然感谢神，我们就要照神所喜悦的来侍奉神。
Because we are grateful to God, then we should serve God in an acceptable manner.
神给我们的一个天性，一个很好的天性，就是我们会去感恩。
One good aspect that God gives us is that we can be grateful.
人对我们好，对我们坏，我们是有感觉的。
We have emotions and feelings regarding how people treat us.
对我们好的，我们要对他好，我们甚至要对他更好。
If people treat us well, we will also treat them well, or we will treat them even better.
真有感恩的心。
This is how we show our gratitude.
所以我们想，因为感恩，所以我们想要做一些事情在这些人的身上。
Because we are grateful, we want to do something for that person.
但是我们常常忽略了，我们常常是用自己的想法跟意识来表达我们的感恩。
But we often forget and we use our own thinking to express our gratitude.
那个动机启动是好的。
Our motivation is good.
但是对对方来讲，有时候 反而造成一种困扰，或者是压力。
But the person receiving our gratitude may feel stressed out by the way we show it.
我们 想要是让他得好处，但是呢，并没有达到。
Maybe we wanted to show our gratitude and give them a benefit, but we weren't able to achieve it.
所以我们才会常常提醒说，我们要站在对方的立场。
This is why we remind ourselves that we should stand in another person's shoes.
这样才能够真的达到它的效果。
It is only then that our gratitude can be effective.
那我们对神常常也犯了这个错误。
We make the same mistake towards God.
是的，我们对神有爱。
We love God.
是的，我们愿意来侍奉神。
We want to serve God.
但是我们是照着谁的意思来侍奉神呢？
But whose purpose are we trying to use to show our gratitude towards God?
我们常常不是照神的旨意，是照我们自己的意思。
We are not doing it according to God's will, but rather our own will.
所以我们是要照，这里说照神所喜悦的来做。
Therefore, we must serve in a way that is acceptable to God.
我们人常人的一个本性常常是很自我为中心。
We are often very self-centered.
我这样子做就是对你好。
We think that if we do it this way, it is to benefit someone else.
这个就是为什么夫妻之间有冲突。
This is why sometimes there's conflicts between husband and wife.
我这样子做就是对你好。
I do this because it's for your good.
这就是为什么父母跟儿女之间有冲突。
This is also another reason why there are conflicts between parents and children.
那我们对神有时候也会犯了这个错误。
We make the same mistake with God.
那所以呢，我们在这个活泼的盼望里头，我们要这样来过生活。
Therefore, in our living hope, we should live in this way.
敬虔来过生活。
To lead a godly life.
照神所喜悦的来侍奉神。
To serve in a way that is pleasing and acceptable to God.
这就是美好的生活。
This will then be a good life.
敬虔，盼望，等候。
To be godly and have a living hope and a wait.
我们最后看彼得后书第三章。
Finally, let's refer to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter
3. 第八节。
Verse 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
再一次的提醒我们，不用去猜测神的日子。
Again, it reminds us not to guess the day of the second coming.
第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
哦，神的意思总是爱。
God's will is love.
第十节。
Verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日必有大的响声晦气，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物质都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are all in it will be burnt up.
好，我们只要相信耶稣肯定会再来。
We just need to believe that surely the Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
十一节。
11.
这一切既然都要如此的消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到，那日子。那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都被烈火融化。
Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons are you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat.
这个有行止的是有它结束 的一天。
There is an expiration date for all that is material.
十三节。
13.
但我们照着他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
要紧的，对这活泼的盼望，我们不要动摇。
What matters is that we not be shaken regarding our living hope.
那么我们才能够过着一个美好的生活。
Then we can lead a good life.
一个有见证的生活。
A life of testimony.
我们一起唱诗202首。
Let us sing hymn 202.
Please
be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
我们感谢天上的真神让我们拥有这一个活泼的盼望。
We thank the true God in heaven for giving us a living hope.
我们也恳求他继续带领帮助我们。
Also ask that He will continue guiding us and helping us.
让我们的生活能够跟我们所拥有的活泼的盼望是能够互相配合的。
So that we can align our life with this living hope.
能够用我们的生活来证明我们有活泼的盼望。
We pray that our life will be a testimony to this living hope.
用我们的生活来见证这位神要赐给我们活泼的盼望。
We pray that our life will manifest that God wants to give us this living hope.
我们现在一起祷告，愿意接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
We will not pray one accord. If you would like laying on hands, please come forward.